Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We can choose to give peace and goodwill this Christmas, even if others don't give them back. According to the Gospel of Luke, on the first Christmas, a choir of angels celebrated Jesus' birth by singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Sadly, all it takes is a trip to the mall parking lot to realize that many people aren't doling out a lot of peace and goodwill this Christmas season. But what about me? In Romans 12, the Apostle Paul said, "If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good." Look, I can't control the attitudes of others, but I can control my attitude. So what if this Christmas, I choose to be kind to others, whether or not they're kind to me? What if I respond to rudeness with kindness? Then I'll be giving two gifts everyone wants this Christmas, peace and goodwill. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake. I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Carry the umbrella. It's going to be wet at times today with scattered to numerous showers around. Kind of a breezy day. Very mild. High temperature up to about 67. Tomorrow, lots of important outdoor activities for sure. Highs in the upper 50s. Rain chances are not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. A mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps. Then on Sunday, pretty nice. High near 60, partly sunny. And then near 60 on Monday as well, with a good bit of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Christmas is almost here, and this year there's even more to look forward to.
Here comes Heart Attack, here comes Heart Attack, right on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve is the most popular time for cardiac arrest.
He's clutching his chest, there's pain in his arm. The look on his face is horrified alarm. Someone call 911 right now.
Hey, Auntie Rose, 70 years of your fruitcake finally caught up with him. Christmas are silver, gold, and code blue.
Hark, the doctor's calling.
Clear! It's a Heart Attack Christmas.
He's gonna pull through.
Now streaming.
Broadcasting on the land, the Friday Happy Hour is Talk Daddy's Radio 1 of MWACB. I'm your gracious host, Greg Goodell. I'm in pretty good mood right now. Not just because Dory is here, but...
And here they are!
The Big Prairie Dog.
How's it going, guys?
I'm just saying you stay late for 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Just a little bit.
He's busy.
Oh,
holidays and all.
He's been playing the work card for months.
Right. Yeah, I wish I could play the vacation card for another couple months. That would be excellent.
I hope that maybe perhaps some of this busyness that you're experiencing has come from us letting the world know what a genius you are in the IT world.
Oh, that's what y'all call me on the radio.
Yeah,
genius,
you are a genius.
No, we get by, but yeah, well, I'm hoping to build Harbin Towers, you know, the next couple of years downtown. So yeah,
I know. Yeah. I want to
grace the skyline.
Turn the first shovel of dirt when you're ready to break ground. Let's see, we are at the house rain gauge over an inch for the day now.
Oh, and it's going to keep coming, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the radar yet. I just walked in. Just sat down.
Well, the Rich Thomas weather app told me most of the day, so I tend to believe him.
I do, too. I just haven't looked at the radar in the last few minutes, so with this modern computer here, give us 5-10 minutes, it'll bring up the weather app. There you go. See, now it brings up that.
Oh, it's solid white. Does that mean snow? Oh, no.
And it should indicate the radar. It takes the radar. There it is. Okay, well, there's that. Wow. Driving in, I went through the middle of that big line of red cell
storms. It is a solid line, isn't it?
And I was on 85 southbound, and it was just about blinding. But there's still light rain to the south and west. Extends back almost to Mississippi. Looks like it might be over by the end of the day.
All right.
And we'll have a Rich's forecast coming up again for the rest of the weekend. Hard to believe it's the 14th already.
Yep.
What's the big news story today? I've been trying to keep myself mentally stable by not paying much attention. See, the Dow is down almost 500. That blows.
There's some legal maneuvers being made. It was sort of started this week earlier by Michael Flynn's defense team. They put in a memo to the judge, essentially making an argument.
302 forms?
Yes, just shy of entrapment. But essentially that, you know, and Comey made this statement yesterday that I sent the Peter Strzok and the other FBI agent over to the White House, and I thought I could get away with it because the Trump administration's so disheveled and has no process. Yeah. So I didn't follow protocol myself. We kind of said, there's no need for lawyers here. The Flynn team maintains that, you know, okay, they didn't tell Michael Flynn that this is more than a casual conversation. Y'all are going to treat this. And it seems the 302 wasn't written until several months after that meeting with Flynn.
Mm.
And so the big breaking news about an hour ago is Mueller responded to that memo by Flynn's defense team and said the judge should not taken, you know, don't let Flynn and his team minimize the seriousness of his crimes. I still recommend a lower end sentence, but don't minimize the seriousness of the crimes.
But this is the judge that's been pissed off of the way
that. Right, and along with that statement by Mueller came the documentation, the 302s, that the judge wanted. And I think this judge will make a decision.
Which were greatly redacted, I understand.
Yes. So we'll see. It's just more legal, high-stakes a-hole poker.
Nancy Wilson passed away at age 81 today.
81, man.
And the funny thing is, our topic, if there is such a thing today, is a word called Trumpenfreud.
Trumpenfreud?
And there's a list of celebrities and businesses that attacked Trump and have had everything go bad. Today, the Weekly Standard. Mm-hmm. Bill Kristol, never Trumper from the get-go. They're folding. They're done. They're out of business.
Wow.
I think they have vastly underestimated not just the popularity of Trump, but the people have liked the results he's produced. And all these screaming memes, you know, from big government and, I mean, when a magazine of that heritage, you know, and it was founded by William Buckley.
Right.
Who was a real conservative.
Wait, I thought that was National Review.
But I don't give a damn. They're going out of business, too. So, but the list is amazing, and I have it, and I'm going to go down the whole damn thing. Trump and Freud, in other words, people who said or did something ugly to Trump, and right. Then all of a sudden their movie bombed at the box office. Or not even Trump, it's like, you know, maybe the greatest example this year is that a-hole Ryan Gosling, just before they released First Man. Well, we reimagined the moon landing as an event that represented the entire planet, not just, that's why we eliminated the American flag scene. And most of America said,
screw you!
And that movie bombed. I mean, that movie didn't just lose money. It lost tens of millions of dollars and was in and out of the theaters quickly because most of America said, well, we don't remember it that way. So you can imagine it any way you want, but we're not into that. That's a great example of how clueless people are about, you know, the heart of the country. And how clueless this caller is that I'm on the radio right now and I can't talk to you. It's some 954 number that's trying to sell me something.
954?
Yeah, well, I have a 954 area code.
Oh, that's right.
On my phone, so my spam calls come from. It's interesting because the first three numbers of the incoming spam call match the first three numbers of mine. So I don't know how it works or what it is, but. And they usually call around this time, too. So what's your big plan for today?
Today, working on a handful of things, but just trying to stay out of the rain, really. We're beating up BAM downstairs, so we'll see. Getting a new machine down there, so it'll be good.
Are you getting, an electric nose picker for the...
It's an electric razor. We've just plugged in cables on both sides of it.
I see.
Teach it to play music.
When would you like to hear Weasel?
Let's do it. Can we do it before 5?
Oh, yeah.
Any time before 5 so Ginger can hear it, too.
Yeah. All right. We'll do it out of the 5 o'clock top of the hour ID.
And one more if you can put the Gordon Lightfoot in again. I know we've heard it like 8 times this week.
Are you kidding? We get requests for that all the time. So Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas. We'll have that one coming up, too.
I sat in the car for 5 minutes extra just to hear it when I was in prep the other day when I texted you. So.
That's cool. I'm glad to do that for you. We'll run both of those right after 4 o'clock.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I'll see y'all before then. But okay. To the listeners, Merry Christmas.
I would, you know, there's sometimes when saying thank you, it's about like with you, saying thank you for all the things you've done for me seems so inadequate. And I feel that way about Donnie Turner because he's done so many great things for me. We now have better illumination in our house. You'll notice that next time you come over. And it's not just our outdoor Christmas lighting. We have better security. We have the Ring system in. Mr. Electric put all of those things in for us.
Excellent.
So now, if I back out in the morning, in the morning darkness at 4:30, and a deer comes flying out of my neighbor's driveway, I won't back up into my neighbor's car. Donnie Turner to the rescue on both of those. I had a scratch, and I really just wanted to get my car kind of cleaned up. And let me see if I can, you know, we can do something with that. I got my car back. I took it over there yesterday after the morning show. I got it back before 6, unrecognizably beautiful.
Wow.
Inside and out. I was like, I don't deserve this. You wouldn't believe how careful I've been today, just about. No sloshes, no... You know,
missing potholes.
Yeah, just amazing. And that's what you can expect, whether the damage is cosmetic, kind of like mine was, or something a little more serious. When you bring your car to MPB, you're going to get it back looking as good as new, maybe better inside and out. And that's a promise they keep, and that I can absolutely make to you as a potential. Of course, they don't want you to be in a wreck. We don't want you to be in a wreck. They happen. So when they do, that's all you need to remember. 27 Wreck with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 3 decades of service, no shortcuts. They won't consider it. They will not consider it. That's just not the way they do business at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. And before we take the break, let's say hi to Kenny from Maxwell.
Good afternoon, Joey Gregan. Is Alan there?
Still here, Kenny. How's
yes,
it going?
He is.
Fine. How you doing?
Excellent.
Yeah, haven't seen you guys or heard from you in kind of miss not being able to contact or talk to you guys. So maybe before the year's out or after New Year's, you know, we can get together for lunch or dinner or something.
Indeed, or both.
Also. We're still doing bomb hours every Wednesday. Our Christmas party is this coming Wednesday night, by the way. I talked to Bob today. He called me.
Nice. How's he doing?
He says, how are you, sap sucker? That's his pet name for me, sap sucker.
That's appropriate.
So we're putting together some special giveaways for our roundtable Christmas party this coming Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a comment and a request.
Sure.
Although, you sound like you're in a cheerful mood, so I probably should just hold my comment for another day.
No, say whatever you want.
No, I was going to do it yesterday when you and Terry were there.
Yes.
Because it really was, you know, I had everything to do with all this nonsense with the media and Trump and everything. And I heard something really interesting on Wednesday morning on Coast AM, and there was a guy who was a liberal guy, but he was saying that, you know, Trump is the president, even though I'm liberal. He says all of this craziness that's gone on with the media, you know, he says you're undermining his authority. So he said, can you imagine had the media been like this during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Oh, my God.
He said we would have stumbled right into World War III then, because Kennedy and Khrushchev were, you know, doing some behind the, out of the limelight talks to try to defuse everything. So what they were saying was now, because of this whole craziness with the media against Trump and calling him treasonous for talking, you're a world leader. He's supposed to talk to, you know, different people, especially in Russia. And with the tension in Syria and, of course, the Ukraine situation, stuff like that, basically, the president is kind of hamstrung because no matter what he does, you know, the media is going to find fault or, you know, the way they see it. And I said, you know, the way things are in the world situation right now is really a serious situation where he can't do what he's supposed to do if he keeps getting attacked.
Well, exactly. But that's what they want. They want him to be hamstrung. They want to try and make the last 2 years of his first term next to impossible. And, of course, they think they're going to beat him in 2020. And I got news for you. I think he wins in 2020.
I think the bottom line is they're willing to sacrifice the safety and security of this country just so they can get rid of him.
Well, look at that asshat Bill Maher going on TV saying, hey, if we need to crash the economy to get rid of him, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't care.
They don't care.
Okay, now for my request. I think, wasn't there an O.J. Christmas song?
Oh, you want the O.J. Simpson Christmas song?
Yeah.
Sure, we can
play that. I hadn't heard that in a while.
Well, that's coming up then. After
all right, everybody have a great weekend.
Talk to you soon, Kenny.
All right, well, we'll let Alan get on his way since he is so busy.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Love you all.
Merry Christmas. Love you too, buddy. And have we had a request for anything yet?
You mean other than Weasel?
Weasel.
And
we're going to get into the Trump and Freud list. I've got to print that up. That's going to be several pages long. 323.
Okay, we're getting close to Christmas, so we got to fill out a little questionnaire here, okay? Like, who in the world possibly makes the best diamond necklace, 14-karat white, yellow, rose, gold, with a beautiful diamond in it, and for just $100? Man, I don't know. I don't know that they're in the pepper tree shops. I don't know that they're open 7 days a week. I forget that this crazy guy does the commercials, but somewhere along the line, there's that shop down there. Come visit us at Marguerite's. Merry Christmas.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimex, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Guests coming from the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Yeah, so I put the wrong intro in.
Good morning,
Emily. maybe that guy will call up and say, well,
it's because you're too busy crying about your daughter in Florida.
I was crying on the air this morning. I was.
It's all right.
But it wasn't because of Janelle.
Oh.
One of our listeners brought to my attention a dog at the Montgomery Humane Society. Fancy. Fancy has been there 179 days, I believe, or 172, something like that. And there is Fancy. Fancy still bears the scars of abuse. Looks like a total sweetheart of a dog. I mean, great disposition, everything. And he sent me that this morning, and I said, damn it, we're going to get that dog a good home today. Today, not tomorrow. We're going to get people calling on this dog today. And I am pleased to report, I got the news from Emily, actually around 12 o'clock this afternoon, that Fancy is being adopted.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And that's electrifyingly good news that there are good people. In fact, I guess they had a ton of calls because we put it on Facebook. We put actually two. I found a second one. In fact, it's Fancy's Christmas note to humans. And if I tried to read it right now, I would be blubbering on the radio all over again. But there are other dogs that need homes too. I'm just looking at one here. Jennifer Sweatman made a post about it's a 10-year-old Shih Tzu. It's a beautiful dog too. Looks a little bit like Briscoe, Mr. Thing.
No.
So maybe we can help on this one. Bella is about 10 years old and she is at the Elmore, Humane Society of Elmore County. And Jennifer says, I'm willing to sponsor her adoption fee. So let's find her a place. I'll tell you. Let's see. Hang on one second. Let me second. I want to see what this text is connected to. Yeah, I know. Big time radio, right, folks?
Right, right. Well, you know, we're a big time market, so. Bizarre text.
I actually am not sure what it's about.
Oh.
Fiance and Emily went and adopted a couple of dogs today. And
really?
This is a picture of the two cats sitting on top of the refrigerator. I said, hey, I hope that works out. They've owned the joint now, and now you've got, and the dogs they adopted are brother and sister, and they're really cute. But let me just tell you this. I don't know that anybody on this planet has a bigger heart than Emily Hayes. So, maybe there's people with expertise on introducing dogs to homes where cats have been king and queen for a while. But they're both up on the fridge. And what does she say here? Fiance sent this. Reckon they aren't too pleased. Well, let me see if I can get some more information on Bella. Maybe we can do it again today. Jennifer, if you're listening, please send me some more information so I can put it on Facebook. And we'll see what we can do. But that is a beautiful, beautiful little girl. And that's a special name, Bella, in our house. Mr. Electric, you know, when we bought our Ring system, we bought it at Costco. And, of course, things like the Ring system said, well, you can install it yourself. So easy. Get out of here with that. You know, anything that involves wiring electricity, I am not even going to attempt it. I want it done by people that know what they're doing at Mr. Electric. They have master electricians to provide those services and to help you with any other issue that going on at your house. If you are using too many extension cords, if you have outlets in inconvenient places inside or out, if you need a ceiling fan installed, if you want, they moved an outlet for us and added a switch that was far more convenient. All of these things, this is what they do. These are master electricians, and when they say, we'll be there at 9, they'll be there a few minutes early, and they will give you a price, and that is what you will pay. Upfront pricing, no exceptions. That's the way it is at Mr. Electric. No surprises. So this is a place you can call with confidence. They offer 24/7 emergency service if you need it. 269-8886, 269-8886, or visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com online for more information. Outstanding people. Teresa.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I hated to call in because I am so hoarse with some kind of sinus stuff coming down, but I wanted to let you know that because of y'all talking about the Montgomery Humane Society earlier today, I went by there at lunch and looked at all the puppy dogs. I saw that Shih Tzu, and it is very cute. And they were very busy today, and I told them I felt like it was because you all mentioned them on the radio. And Bansy was actually in her own room waiting on the couch because she had two people wanting to come by to visit her.
Wow.
So y'all really made a big difference.
Well, that was our mission this morning. Some days, you know, we just do our thing and we joke, but today was a day of mission. When I read that, and I should look up the Facebook friend that sent it, but I so appreciated it because it gave us a chance to do something completely heartwarming today for a dog that's waited almost 6 months.
Yeah.
And has been through so much. I wish I could say the S-bomb on the world, but has been terribly abused.
Yeah, I know.
Fancy
so Nat
says, I still have my scars.
I know. It's terrible. And you look at all the other dogs in there, and it's like, gosh, people come on and get them. But at the same time, you know, you need to be responsible and make sure you take care of them for life because they're depending on us for sure.
Well, I really appreciate you calling with that that information. And now I want to help the Elmore folks with little 10-year-old Bella.
Yeah, I think we ought to. There's a bunch of them out there. So cute. All those babies need somewhere to go.
They do, and there are good people out there who will find them and love them, and we're going to try and put them together. That's our job.
Man, you're doing a good one.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, can we get off to a better start than this? I don't think so. Let's go out and see if it's raining still. In fact, let's see if rain has affected. Traffic was very heavy on Atlanta Highway going west at Taylor Road. I think there's a wreck somewhere near that Walmart because it was really backed up, not like it normally. I mean, it's always heavy there, but something was slowing things down to an exceptional level. Well, let's find out. OJ album coming up.
I'm in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center looking at several accidents. You can tell the rain moved through. Biltmore at Coliseum. We have a fender bender. Also Mildred at Commerce and 200 East Chase Parkway. Be careful all these areas. Otherwise, around the city, 65 and 85 doing good. Christmas is alive and festive at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Kato's, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Askew. Montgomery police are investigating a fatal accident involving a pedestrian. They tell us 59-year-old Leroy Walker was hit and killed in the 4600 block of Troy Highway late yesterday afternoon. The driver of the car that hit him wasn't hurt. Officers are still trying to figure out how the accident happened. Montgomery police have made an arrest in yesterday's fatal shooting on South Court Street. 19-year-old Beyondre Sanders is charged with the murder of 19-year-old Chantel Samuel. Samuel was shot and killed in the 1500 block of South Court Street. Police say the two were dating. Sanders is being held on $150,000 bond. The Capital City Christmas Parade is scheduled to roll down Dexter Avenue at 6:15 this evening with lots of floats, marching bands, and the Alabama News Network Thunder Truck. And Christmas on the Coosa will take place tomorrow. I'm Ellis Askew. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're not done with the showers yet. Scattered showers will be around from time to time through the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 47. Tomorrow, look for a high in the upper 50s. It'll be a mostly cloudy day, but I think there'll be a few sun breaks here and there. And the rain chances are not quite zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day, should be good for all the big events going on tomorrow, including Christmas on the Coosa and the Camellia Bowl. Then on Sunday, a pretty nice day, high near 60, partly sunny. I think we'll be near 60 on Monday, too. Lots of sunshine, a really good day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's 3:37. Coming up, our request from Kenny from Maxwell for the O.J. Simpson Christmas album on Friday. We like to play your favorite bit, so 272-9228 if there's something we can do that'll paste a smile on your puss.
Traveling home for the holidays? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip home. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Every time you get your nails done, double miles. Or if you're in charge of buying the turkey, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Shop Lowe's and save on Craftsman 20-volt cordless power tools. Their interchangeable battery system works with all tools in the 20-volt lineup, so you get the runtime you need and the power you deserve. Now you can get $50 off a Craftsman 20-volt 4-tool cordless combo kit featuring a drill, impact driver, reciprocating saw, task light, two batteries, and more for just $149. Get yours today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Valid 12/12 through 12/19 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
we're proud to present the greatest Christmas music offer ever. It's the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album, featuring the O.J. Simpson Singers. You'll get all the classics.
You know Manson and Oswald and Ruby and Hinckley, Bundy and Sirhan and Dahmer and Gacy. But do you recall the most famous killer of all? O.J. the handsome halfback had a very shiny knife. And if you ever saw it, you'd be fearing for your life.
It's the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album.
Ron Goldman's court for attorneys, three black eyes, two autopsies, and a call to 911.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album, with special guest, prosecuting attorney Marcia Clark.
It's beginning to look a lot like murder everywhere we look.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. You've never heard anyone sing in a courtroom quite like Marcia Clark.
O.D.N.A., O.D.N.A., too bad your blood type matches.
The Bob and Tom Show presents the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. And you'll hear from the man himself, O.J.
Strippers and hookers and young blonde Caucasians, big boobs and cocaine on special occasions, all of the perks that celebrity brings, these are a few of my favorite things.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la la la.
O.J. really puts the sleigh in one horse open sleigh. It's the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. You'll learn about O.J.'s life behind bars.
A large and hairy gentleman will share a cell with you. And if he wants you for his wife, you better say I do. La 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 la. Was that sticky glue?
Oh, no.
It's the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. You'll learn about all of the exciting evidence.
Silent night, dead ex-wife, facing 20 years to life.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. You'll even hear from the jury.
He dropped a bloody glove that was dumb, 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 and gone. Really dumb.
With the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album, you'll get to meet all the witnesses.
I saw Nicole kissing Marcus Allen.
And you'll get to meet O.J.'s attorney, Robert Shapiro.
Robert Shapiro will defend you for a fee. Wear a three-piece suit, bring a lot of loot, and we'll find you not guilty. La, 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 la.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. Only from Bob and Tom. You'll get all the classics.
Silver bars, silver bars. It's Christmas time in the slammer. You better hope you don't drop the song, or you'll be a ho, ho, ho Christmas day.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album, including the great Bing Crosby O.J. Simpson tribute.
I'm dreaming of a white Bronco, just like the one Al Cowlins drove.
Oh, man.
La, la, la.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album, only from Bob and Tom Records. Order now by calling 1-800-PERCENT-GUILTY. Bob and Tom Records, a division of Frigamall Industries, Indianapolis, Indiana. The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. Act now and get the O.J. Simpson New Year's bonus track.
Should he be found not guilty of this dark and heinous crime?
proudly kill his lawyer's cause. They've taken his last dime.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas album. It's a killer.
All right, so that's the version we can play, because was it last week?
Yeah, the other one just cuts out.
I don't know why it did that, but I'm looking for it so I can erase it from the system. While I'm doing that, we'll talk to Biloxi Gambler, and then we'll talk to the only other guy who could have gotten O.J. free. Biloxi, you're on.
Hey, Greg, you gave me a heart attack when you opened the show and said Nancy Wilson was dead.
Yeah, it never occurred to me that some people might think I was talking about one of the Hart twins, not sisters, the Hart sisters.
Right.
Yeah. See, Nancy Wilson's the only one I know. No, it was the 81-year-old jazz singer that passed away. Well, but Nancy Wilson is still alive, and there's still hope I can still marry her one day.
Yeah, well, I finally gave up and married Roz.
Well, I tell you what, Nancy Wilson's done worse than me. Of course, she was married to Cameron Crowe, but I didn't know that until I looked up to see if she was dead or not. He wrote a lot of movies. I didn't know that either.
Mm.
But anyway, that was the Nancy Wilson of Hart is still very much alive and still playing guitar somewhere, I'm sure. But anyway, enjoying the show, Greg.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, now let's go to Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
So that's something to celebrate, that Nancy Wilson of Hart is still living.
Yes. So, well, I knew about
the jazz singer when you said it, but I still had to check just to make sure. I hope the other one didn't croak on the same day. So, hey, I want to tell you that I have spread far and wide Ding Fries Are Done. And everybody loves that video and the song.
The Burger King song?
Yeah, the Burger King. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and, you know. And, of course, now ruined that song for everybody. it's also an earworm, so it gets caught in you, and you're singing it all. You can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't get it out of your head. So, anyway, what you guys up to today, huh? Y'all ready for the weekend?
Actually, today I put my entire emotional investment in trying to get Fancy, the dog we became aware of this morning, adopted from Montgomery Humane, and that happened, so that made my day.
That's great.
And we're going to try again. We just became aware of a pooch at Elmore that we would like to try and find a home for, too.
I think it's great. I've adopted two dogs from the Montgomery Humane Society, and I have another rescue. And, you know, it really is great. And the dogs are great. No matter how bad your day is, come home at the end of the day and that dog's looking at you and is excited to see you, you know?
You know, truth or baloney here, I think dogs that are rescued know it. I think dogs that have been saved, they know that they were in a place where they may not have come out alive. I mean, I don't know what the policy is with shelters, how long they keep them.
Yeah.
And so forth. But I think they know that they were given the second chance, and they're actually, I don't know how to describe it, but they are dogs that have a depth of character that's a little bit deeper than others. I mean, my little Hershey's a rescue. I can't believe somebody would have given up a little 2-pound.
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, it's the same with us. But, you know, circumstances for both of ours, you know, one person just couldn't take, well, actually both just couldn't take care of a young dog, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather them give it to somebody who can.
Oh, yeah. There's always extenuating circumstances.
Right.
But this dog in particular, Fancy, had been horribly abused.
Yeah.
And the little sign that they made, you know, for her on their Facebook page talked about the scars that she still has. And I saw that, and I'm sitting here reading this, blubbering this morning. And I said, the only thing I can do is just get it out there as best we can so we can find this dog a home. And she's been adopted.
Yeah, dogs are really resilient. I had a friend who adopted one of those dogs that got intentionally burned, right? Like, and that dog, a year later, you wouldn't recognize that dog. healthy, looked like a show dog almost.
Are you talking about the one that got all the publicity?
Now, Louis Vuitton dog.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton,
right?
Just passed away not long ago. That's how long I've been around.
This one's close to being the same. He was all mangy and, you know, had lost all of his fur, right, and everything. And it was an abused dog. And, after about 6 months, that dog looked like something that walked in the Westminster Kennel Show. I mean, it was incredible. I've just noticed that just on my own dogs. They're resilient. You just give them a little bit of love and some good food, you know. And of course, dogs bring a lot of happiness to people. And I love them. I appreciate what you did. I think that's a great thing to do. And everybody out there, if you're looking for a puppy, no need to go. I mean, I'm not knocking breeders because I bought dogs from breeders too. But before you do that, go to the Humane Shelter. They have some awesome dogs there and cats too.
Absolutely. Chad, thank you for the words.
Right.
We'll play the Burger King song for you going into this next break. Since we've been discussing great attorneys, let's mention Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, who will be our first two sidekicks on January 2, 2019. But they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Now, we're going through it in our family in a very abrupt and unexpected way, and the emotional shock is overwhelming. So, and that goes both ways. No matter who's departing, who's deciding to leave a relationship, the focus of the individual has to be getting through the process and coming out on the other side ready for a future. I don't care if it's a female or a male. You can't anticipate all the changes that are going to come down with the end of a marriage, whether it was reached by mutual agreement or somebody filed for it out of the blue. It's a tough time. So focus on yourself. Let Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson do all the battling on your behalf, not just property matters, but custody. There are still prejudices against men in the court system, and they have the experience and wisdom to fight those on your behalf and reach an agreement that you can live with. Believe me, don't try to manage it yourself. It's a disaster if you do. That's what they're prepared to do for you. And if you mention that you're a News Talk listener, they offer a discount on the consultation at 819-4810. And they're not just good at facilitating the divorce process, but these are two women with big hearts. So they're supportive in every possible way in a situation. It's 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson. Their web address, divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Greg. Right. Did I hear you say that the dogs posted earlier got adopted?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I read that on your page, and I shared it, and I was hoping somebody would see that and go get that little baby.
When Emily sent me the text, I lost it. I just lost it. I was so happy.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's going to brighten my weekend.
And now we're going to try and do it one more time as soon as I get some additional information on Bella at Humane Society of Elmore. A little 10-year-old Shih Tzu. So pretty. Look at the Christmas scarf on.
Well, I'll share that, too. I do a lot for that one. That's where I live up this way. And I just brought a bunch of blankets up there the other day, and I donate all my used stuff for them to sell in their little five and dime store. And donate money when I can. But I love my animals, and I try to do what I can. I can't go up there and sit with them because I want to take them all home. I'm heartbroken, but I try to help in other ways. And I know you're an animal lover, too, and that's one of the things I like about you. So. That's fantastic.
Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, if you get a chance, could you play Rub Some Bacon on it?
Yeah, sure. Now we got Weasel, right? We got to do
Weasel, Rub Some Bacon on it. Something Claws is probably appropriate.
Yeah, I would think so.
And then I get a call from Chris.
Yes.
That there is a wreck on I-85 northbound right at the Taylor Road exit, but it is on the ramp. So, if you stay in the far left lane for now, you can get by the wreck. But it'll probably be bottlenecking here. Bottlenecking and rubbernecking will lead to slowdowns. Again, that's
the only time that we'll, on this station, hear us to tell you stay to the far left.
Indeed.
Yes.
Good.
Good. And we'll agree.
But let's stick an ear word in old Chad's.
I'm working Burger King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't bump and fight and hop, fat and bitty hurt bad. And so the skin grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun. Ding by the dun. Ding by the dun. Ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun. Ding by the dun. Ding by the dun. Ding by da dun.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planning practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're clearing up those accidents. Biltmore at Coliseum, Mildred at Commerce, and 200 East Chase Parkway. Be careful all these areas. Otherwise, around the city, everyone's got a little jingle in their pocket, so going to grab a bite to eat this afternoon. Traffic going to get very busy. Expect that. If you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions, and you need some answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. Norep Station made the quality of legal services providers greater than that of other attorneys. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Casey Christmas. Welcome back to the Shopping Days Countdown. And now, a letter from Jimmy. Jimmy writes, Dear Santa. Wait, shouldn't that be Dear Casey? Sorry, Jimmy. You were supposed to send this letter to the North Pole, not a dingy studio in Burbank. Here's more useful info. It's December 14th, and the remaining shopping days comes in at number 11. I'm Casey Christmas, and there are just 11 days left to buy gifts. So keep dropping hints to your mom and hope she's picking up what you're laying down.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served